Welcome to the Wahoo Central Podcast. I'm Jeff White, Director of News Content for VirginiaSports.com, and my guest today is Akil Mitchell from the men's basketball team. Akil, I know this is a crazy week for you, so I appreciate you stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
You have one game left at John Paul Jones Arena. You're playing Syracuse with a chance to clinch the ACC regular season championship in front of a sellout crowd that will include your parents. You couldn't really ask for much more than that, could you?
No, I couldn't imagine my career ending any better.
You're one of three players, along with Joe Harris and Thomas Rogers, who will be honored in the Senior Day ceremony before the game. When you watched John Tell and Doug Brownman go through Senior Day last year, were you thinking, that's me next year?
No, I didn't. I don't even think it crossed my mind until the first game of this year. I was just so excited for those guys last year. But now that I'm looking back on it, I remember all the emotions that John Tell and Doug had, and I'm just going to try to have to find a way to stay composed in such a big game.
How do you keep the how do you turn the emotions into a positive thing and not let it affect your game in an adverse way to where it takes you off your game?
Well, you've got to understand that all the things going into this game, the added pressure, the emotions from my parents and stuff like that. It's useful, but it's not the only thing that I need. It's extra motivation, but I can't feed off of that. Once that ball is tapped, it has to be another game that I play in, and that this is just what I do. Right. It's what I've been doing for 4 years, and it's what we've been doing for 30 games this year. So it can't be any different.
This is the hottest ticket in years at UVA. Do you get calls from people, emails, texts from your friends back home, friends here?
Yeah.
What do you tell them?
No. It's an easy answer. No. I've heard from people I haven't heard from in years, of course. And that happens, but I'm not upset about it. It's just I honestly just can't help. I can't.
How many tickets do you get to the game?
I have six. I got two extras from my teammates. So
you got your parents coming, your brother.
Yeah. And then
anybody else?
My three grandparents, my grandmother on my mom's side, and my grandpa and grandma on my dad's side.
Not only are you starting for a team that's nationally ranked and headed to the NCAA tournament, you're one of four UVA students serving internships this semester in President Sullivan's office. How did that come about, and what does it entail?
Yeah. Well, that internship is an internship that President Sullivan does every year. Through the sociology department. And so I was taking a soci class, and I was referred to it by one of my professors at the time, Professor Pugh, who thought that I'd bring a different insight to the internship. And so I applied for it, went through a bunch of interviews, kind of a rigorous process, and eventually got it. I was excited. My parents were excited for that. And it's been a good experience so far.
How many hours a week is it? And is it difficult to juggle that with practice and your responsibilities at JPJ?
It's kind of difficult. It's I'd say about 12 hours a week when you include the reading. I work about 9 hours a week in the office, and last week was rough with all the board meetings and stuff. So it fluctuates, but this is my last semester, so I'm part-time anyway. So I only have two other classes to juggle. So it actually kind of balances out pretty nicely.
You arrived here in June 2010 as part of a six-player recruiting class, and I know the members of that class talked to each other about laying the foundation for what Coach Bennett wanted to build here. One by one, those classmates left, transferred out until it was just you and Joe left.
Yeah.
I would guess the two of you take special pride in how far the program has come during your careers, and do you share a special bond because of that?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Joe and I, it's sometimes it's unspoken, and, before every game I tell him I love him. That's my brother. We came in together, and we've been through the ups to the downs, and I talked to him a couple of days ago about it. To think that Billy was sitting in our dorm room just 3 or 4 years ago talking about how this team was one day going to make it to the Final Four and we'd be the best team in the ACC, to know that those guys aren't here anymore, but to know that they still share the special bond of coming in and helping to turn this program around. It's something that Joe and I cherish and that we'll always remember.
Do you hear from the other guys, the guys who transferred out?
Yeah, I've talked to them. I talked to James and KT, and we all had a group text I think that was Halloween or something like that, right? Like right before the season started, and we're just joking about all the things we used to joke about back in the day, making fun of Coach Curtis and making fun of Coach Sanchez and all those guys. And I mean, a few of the guys are really happy with their situation, and you can't help but be happy for those guys. And a couple guys wish they would have stayed, and you know that happens too. But
you know, several of those guys are on teams that could make it to the NCAA tournament itself. You know, yeah. Paths may cross at some point again.
True.
You and Thomas are roommates for the third straight year, right?
Yeah.
You're obviously close friends. Mm-hmm. What was it like to see him get the scholarship before the school year? And did Coach Bennett give you any inkling that was coming?
I had a feeling he would, just off of his past history with Will Sherrill and watching Doug get his scholarship from second semester of last year. So I kind of knew it was coming. I didn't want to ruin it for Thomas and say anything, though. And once he got it, I was so happy for him. He was so excited. I know his mom and his dad were crying, and they were so happy. You just can't help it, right, but feel so excited for a guy like that, you know.
In addition to you and Thomas and Joe, the team's three fourth-year managers will be recognized Saturday. Chelsea Mangino, Luke Ford, and, of course, Mikey Carpenter. I'm not sure everybody outside the program realizes what an integral part of the operation the managers are, at least here. From the players' perspective, what does that group mean to UVA basketball?
They're everything behind the scenes. They have such servant hearts. Chelsea and Luke and Mikey. You know, Mikey's been back and forth with soccer, but to see the excitement on their faces when we're doing well, and just to be a part of the program and to help out as much as they can, you know, it means so much to us that they're willing to take the time out and take the energy and the effort out. Just to watch us succeed, really. And they deserve more credit than we do.
This will be your final game at JPJ. The first one, November 12th, 2010, against William & Mary. What do you remember about that night? And I have your line here in case you forgot it.
No, of course I forgot. It was a long time ago. I don't remember too much about that game. I think I might have had a breakaway dunk for my first point. Which I watched this morning, so that's not anything special. But I know we won. That's all I can remember.
Have the 4 years passed quickly?
In some spots, yeah. Like the seasons feel like they went by like that. The off season and training and you know, school and everything else. It feels like so long ago when I got here. So it's weird to think that my first game was 2010. And you think about all the stuff that's happened since 2010. But at the same time, it feels like it's gone by in a heartbeat.
You were lightly recruited, to say the least, when you were at Charlotte Christian, even though you were in the heart of ACC country, or at least what then was the heart of ACC country. Did that sting you? Did you come here with a little bit of a chip on your shoulder?
Yeah, I've always had a chip on my shoulder. I don't know if you knew I got cut in middle school.
Right.
I'm sure you know the whole story. So I've always had a chip on my shoulder, and you know, I hit a late growth spurt, and you know, I didn't really expect to be heavily recruited. You know, I always thought I was good. I always knew I was good enough to play in the ACC, but I've always had something that I wanted to prove, and I still do.
You didn't play a ton of minutes as a freshman, and you were a backup again the next year until Ahsan Sen got hurt against Georgia Tech in Atlanta. You started the final 15 games of that season, and you've been a starter ever since. Did you have any idea when Ahsan went down what a defining moment in your career that would turn out to be?
I don't think I knew at the time. You know, I just saw an opportunity to come in and help the team, and you know, knew that it was kind of my chance to kind of prove something again. And I think I just took that and ran with it. And at that point, you know, I was just trying to get on the floor, stay on the floor, and you know, things always just kind of happen that way.
Coming into this year, you had never won at Florida State. You had never won at Clemson. You've checked off both of those boxes this year. Now the postseason's almost here. Virginia hasn't won a game in the ACC tournament since 2010 when you and Joe were high school seniors. How big a deal is it to you to end that streak too this year?
That's huge. That means so much because it's the postseason. It's when it really counts. You know, you can win all the games in the world, but if you don't win a game in the postseason, whether it's NCAA tournament or ACC tournament, it means nothing. So that'll be big for us and really really taking the next step in this program.
You major in sociology. Mm-hmm. You're minoring in global culture and commerce. Mm-hmm. What's that program about, and what interested you about it?
Well, I wanted to do business when I got here, and that's like 60 hours a week in the comm school. It would have been really tough for me to do that, so I kind of switched my major to sociology. I've always had an interest in working with people, and my dad worked in social work for a long time, so he kind of suggested it to me, and I fell in love with that. I fell in love with talking to people and learning about people, but I still had that business background. And so I wanted to do a minor or a double major in something that kind of gave me classes in business so that I could learn and still apply my sociology to business. And that's what global culture and commerce is all about.
Aside from basketball, what's been the most interesting or rewarding part of your UVA experience?
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people say this, but just the people that I've met. I met a ton of great people. I've met Rhodes Scholars, I've met people who are from different places in the world, and getting a chance to talk to those people. Like I said, I love meeting and talking to people. So getting a chance to, just meet so many great people has been a great
experience. You spend, like so many student athletes, you spend so much time with your sport, either at JPJ or McHugh mm-hmm. Center or wherever. Did you try to make a point of meeting people outside the athletic arena to kind of expand your horizons?
Definitely.
And do you talk to the young guys about doing the same thing?
Yeah, absolutely. They have to. This is a great university. I remember my first year, me and Thomas, we were the only two guys that would ever really do anything outside of out of the six of us, we were the only two guys that would ever really look to venture outside of our dorm rooms. And me and Tom would literally go anywhere just to meet people. You know, we'd go to O'Hill, we'd go out to wherever in the world just to meet people. And it's opened some doors for me that I couldn't have imagined. And so I talk to everybody I get a chance to, because it's so important to soak in the whole experience.
You're not going to play hoops forever. Yeah. What do you see yourself doing in your post-basketball life?
I want to go back. I want to get my MBA in business, and hopefully apply that to, you know, whatever I need to. I'd like to start a few businesses. I have some ideas I won't tell you, but I'd also I could see myself working in the front office of a team. I could see myself working in athletics at the university level. So a lot of different ideas, but hopefully that's all after basketball is done.
This may not be common knowledge, but you were born in Panama. Mm-hmm. Do you get back there much, and can we expect to see you playing for the Panama national team one day?
Yeah, I'd love to go back. I haven't been back since I was four, so it's been a long, long time. I don't remember a whole lot. Partial Spanish. I'm not as fluent as I want to be, but I'd love to go back, and you know, I still have my dual citizenship, so I could play for the national team. I just need to figure out how, I guess.
One final question. I know you got to run today. You and Joe were both named All-ACC last year. This season, Joe's numbers are down. Mm-hmm. Your numbers are down. But you're playing on a team that's had one of the greatest regular seasons in program history. Has that made it an easy trade-off for you?
Yeah, it has. It's kind of weird. A lot of people would think that, you know, your numbers are down, you're not having as great of a season, but I'm enjoying life, and I'm having fun, and when this team's winning, there's no better feeling than seeing my teammates happy and, you know, and winning, and then feeling that joy. It's almost addictive to keep winning like this, and I wouldn't trade it for the world.
I guess I'll sneak in one more. 17 straight ACC wins at JPJ. Mm-hmm. 20-2 there last year. I think it's 14-2 this year, 15-2. What has that experience been like, just to see kind of it seems like the culture of the fan base has changed over your 4 years, yeah, particularly among the students, where they are as into it as they've ever been.
It's amazing. It really is. It's I remember when we first got here first year, and it wasn't, you know, basketball was a, kind of a big deal, but it wasn't everything here. And now I feel like our fan base is really behind us. Our fan base will jump behind anything, you know, and they're great, and they give it their all. And now to think about JPJ being sold out and tickets are selling for $2,500 or whatever. Like, that's ridiculous. We wouldn't have thought about that first year.
Wouldn't have thought about that for that William & Mary game your first
exactly.
year. Anyway, thanks again for popping over to the McHugh Center. Good luck Saturday against Syracuse and the rest of the year. I'll be back next week with another Wahoo Central podcast. If you're coming to the game Saturday at JPJ, remember to get there early for the Senior Day ceremony, which starts at 3:45. Until then, check virginiasports.com for news and updates on men's basketball and our 24 other teams. And thanks for listening.